Tablet 20, Chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his right hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. Revelation 10, verses 1 and 2. This angel is the symbol for the five elements of the manifested world. The rainbow is the color related to the ethereal factor. He was clothed with a cloud, gray, symbol of aerial factor. His feet were as a pillar of fire, luminous factor. His right foot was upon the sea, liquid, and his left foot on the earth, solid. The book, which is a small book, is the symbol of intellectual knowledge of the four cruder elements, which is very little knowledge in comparison with spiritual and intuitional knowledge. These are intellectuals who try to understand and explain the realities behind this universe by studying the truth which underlies the visible elements. However, this knowledge is very limited and has very small value in comparison to the intuitional knowledge of all things which have been created by an intelligence which exists and is guiding the whole universe toward a definite purpose for which it was created. They, intellectuals without intuition, also gain very little knowledge of the ethereal factor, a rainbow upon his head, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Revelation 10, verse 3. Intellectual knowledge gained power in the last century, and many great discoveries of the truth of the world were revealed to humanity, such as the theory of evolution. Then the greatness of the intellect and scientific discoveries sounded so loudly that many people discredited religions and thought the scriptures were opposing science. Even religions and intellectual knowledge seemed contradictory because of the lack of understanding the truth beyond the scriptures. That is why when the angel presented the little book with such a loud voice, others also backed up this belief. Seven thunders uttered their voices, that science and intellect are superior to spiritual understanding and religion. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Revelation 10, verse 4. What happened after intellectual discoveries, new trends of thought in the world, sounded so loudly on the earth? A new outlook came to man. Material progress boomed. Scientists and intellectuals went so far that they believed they could explain everything through science and intellect. They tried and tried, but as they tried harder, they understood more that there are much subtler and more ungraspable elements that they could not explain. There are phenomena that cannot be understood by this limited intellect of the human. That is why psychologists started to include the idea of parapsychology in their field, unexplainable phenomena in the psychic world. Scientists started to become confused by so many different theories. they started to believe in a creative intelligence existing in the universe that guides all things. In fact, the blind intellect that believes everything can be explained by research and examination guided man to the real truth of religion, that all things were created by God and have come from that original cause. In our teachings, consciousness and the three gunas. Whatever scientists discover is what God has created in the universe. In fact, they are discovering how the engineer, God, has built this universe. However, they have a long way to go, and still they will never be able to explain all things by mere dry intellect. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. Revelation 10, verse 5. The angel lifted up his hand to heaven because he was so grieved with the lost situation of the people who believe that intellect, or that little book he presented to them, is all, and they forgot about God. And swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. Revelation 10, verse 6. The angel himself knows that it is God who created the earth, solid factors, the sea, liquid factors, and heaven, luminous, aerial, and ethereal factors. And it is after this zenith of the period of dry intellectual domination that the time of intuitional development appears, and the mystery of God will be finished, should be time no longer.